Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's what we do. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Welcome back from the mini bye weekend. Obviously, a little bit of time off for the green and gold after Thursday night's thrilling victory over the Cardinals. Got to watch pretty much everybody lose that we wanted to lose. I mean, I know the Cowboys won last night, and it's hard to root for the Cowboys, but it means the Vikings lost, so that's a good thing. Good morning to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everyone. And I'm so impressed how many of you already got the JR token deep dive in the headline. For those of you who are unaware, you really should read those books. But everybody remembers the Battle of Pelennor Fields, Theoden getting the Riders of Rohan up into a frenzy to go come to the aid of their allies. That's what's happening with the Green Bay Packers this week, folks. That's right. David Bakhtiari will probably be back. I suspect MVS will be back. Getting back up to full strength, a battered and bruised team, yet still winning despite all the odds, now starts to get some reinforcements. Who knows? Maybe Zadarius will be back at some point now that he's back in Green Bay. Apparently recovered enough from his back surgery that he is ready to join the team again. We'll see what happens as far as Davante Adams and Alan Lazard. I doubt we'll get much indication today, but we will see as the week progresses. Point is, team's getting back, getting healthy at just the right time because, as you all know, this is the meat of the schedule coming up right here. A bunch of tough matchups, including Kansas City on Sunday. Packers get them on a short week. That's a plus. Kansas City will be playing the Giants tonight on Monday Night Football. So if you need to get your scouting in, good chance to do so. Hello to everybody in the comments section. So many great, great regulars checking in each and every day. Good to see everybody. Gary, good morning. Russ, hello. Sandy from London, what's up? Good morning from New York. Hope you're doing well. Patrick. Let me see if I can get this. There we go. I hired a new sound man. Yes, no, I just remembered to turn the mic on. It's always a plus. Thank you for the super chat, Patrick. Very nice of you. Marshall, thank you for the super chat. Love the win, but I can't be the only person who questions Matt's reluctance to run Dylan on goal line situations. You are not the only one. Especially after Dylan absolutely trucked a fool on fourth and short earlier in the game. Use him down there. You know, if he gets hit, big deal, man. He's going to plow through some people. I'm with you, Marshall. I'm with you. Samuel, who gets fired first, Nagy or Zimmer? Yes, I would put my money on Nagy, but you never know. Never really know. Mike Witt, hi, good morning. How are you? Nags are lovable token nerd. Hey, man, I just don't hide it, you know? Some people are too cool for school. I am, as the kids say, not afraid to be cringe or something. I don't know. Cringe. Stupid a concept is that. Jill, 7-0 without Devontae. Secret to NFL championship game? I don't know, Jill. It was some awfully wild speculation right there. Tank, what's up, man? A 7-1 team is about to get three all-pro players added to their roster. Now, that's a scary team. No question about it. I hear you there. Lord of the Rings greater than Star Wars? Ooh, Trevor. I mean, Star Wars obviously borrowed a lot from Lord of the Rings. I mean, I would have to agree with you, although I think Star Wars probably means more to more people at this point, but yeah, Lord of the Rings is the bomb.com. Larry, Thursday's game allowed me to bag my archery buck on Sunday. Tenderloins on the grill for next game. Oh, Larry, fantastic. Congratulations, man. That's great. Aaron Jones is one of the best goal line running backs in the league. No doubt, Steven. No question about it. You saw him power through a dude to get into the end zone. I have zero issue with it. Except they threw the ball three times in a row. He was one of them. I don't care. Josh, thanks for the super sticker. Drew, thanks for the super chat. Gary impressed me on Thursday. Looks like a solid DC from that short sampling. Thoughts? LOL. Yeah, he did a very nice job. You got to remember, though, he's working in tandem with Kirk, the inside backers coach. You know, coverage and fronts were being called on basically each defensive play. Something that Barry would be doing kind of on his own as the defensive coordinator. But yes, thought Jerry did a very nice job. No doubt about it. Robin, what's up, man? Right now, you best believe it. Best game of the week was Thursday, Andrew, without question. I mean, yesterday, Sunday was crazy in the NFL. There were a lot of wild games, but yes, no doubt. No doubt about it. As long as the Vikings lost and to a backup, man, Cowboys and their backup QBs, man, especially Mike McCarthy at the helm. I thought Mike McCarthy with a backup quarterback, what could possibly go wrong? But they went in and took care of business. Goody has done an incredible job this year. These new players are stepping up. No doubt, Robert. I mean, this is kind of the first time under, you know, Matt LaFleur's watch that they've really had to deal with adversity when it comes to injuries, at least at this scale. And I think Gutekunst has pressed more correct buttons than incorrect. There's no doubt about that. Obviously, it'll be great to get some guys healthy, but having, whether it is free agents, guys off the practice squad of other teams like Rasul Douglas, young draft picks, whoever needing to step up, more often than not, Goody's guys have delivered, and that is definitely worth noting. AJ, thanks for the super chat. So when will I be able to print my NFL film screenshot Banky mashup of the Cheesehead TV website? AJ, all in good time, my friend. Hopefully we'll get a few more picks from this postseason run, if you know what I mean. Why is Matt LaFleur so got, though? Literal GQ model. Hey, man, some people, you know, they just got it. Matt, coach, he just got it. What are you going to do? This is one of the most fundamentally sound defensive units that I've seen in Green Bay in a very long time. It is interesting, right, Chris? Especially when you consider the fact that most of, if not the entirety of the defensive staff outside of the coordinator is pretty much the same. You know, like it's very, I mean, almost to a position, the same position coaches, you know, they've changed the coordinator, yet things seem much more solid. Now, I think a big part of that, I mean, a big part, but some of that is adding guys like Rasul Douglas and or Campbell, inside backer. You know, these guys who have been in other programs who actually know how to tackle. You know, it's like crazy. So there's no doubt that you still have the odd missed tackle. Savage up the left sideline a couple weeks ago really springs to mind, but in the Washington game. But for the most part, yeah, the tackling has been sound. The fundamentals have been sound. Upright, up front with the games, the stunts, what have you, have been really good. So would agree with that assessment, definitely. Another win, another week with the stash. Go, stash, go. Jason, yeah. No doubt. Why didn't Smith play on Thursday? Emmanuel, he was a healthy scratch. I believe you're talking about Jalen Smith. He was deemed excessive to necessity. I mean, I think if you look at his tape from the first two games in Green Bay, it's not a big mystery. They're getting very much the player that was on tape in Dallas, and that's not a great thing. I am too old for these close games, though. Would like a comfortable win soon. I hear you, Jill. Maybe one's coming soon. I don't know. Maybe against Seattle, but I doubt it. run against KC, John. You know that's not going to happen. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Nags, I sure do enjoy having the league's best inside backer. Campbell's no joke, man. He is very, very good. Hey, Aaron. What's up, Chad? When Jair and King are healthy, can you see them starting Douglas over King with how he's playing? I mean, yeah, I think some of it will be dependent on their matchups and what the offense is that they're facing. But I would not be surprised if Douglas and Jair were on the perimeter and they utilized King in the slot a bit. We saw some of that prior to him going down against the Bengals. Against Detroit, they kicked him inside a couple times. So, yeah, I think there's definitely a possibility that that will happen. Excuse me. Can our defense slow down Kansas City's weapons? Guillermo, that's a very good question. I suspect they will move the ball quite a bit. I think you're going to see a lot of what we saw against the Cardinals in the sense of lots of two-deep shell, lots of keeping everything in front of them, allowing things to happen in front and make the tackle. You know, Hill is a real – obviously, Tyreek Hill is a real X factor and a major problem. I don't think the approach will be that dissimilar to what Mike Pettine did a couple years ago on that Sunday nighter when they had Matt Moore starting at quarterback. But, man, the Packers played a ton of two-shell in that game, just keeping trying to limit big plays down the field. And, you know, Kansas City, Andy Reid's no joke, man. They move the ball all night with Matt Moore at quarterback. Now they have to face Patrick Mahomes. Now, obviously, Kansas City's offense has really suffered as far as productivity this year simply because of turnovers. And the turnovers are way up. If they can force a turnover or two, give Aaron a couple extra chances on the offensive side of the ball, that's their path to victory in my mind. I mean, I would say run the ball, of course, but we know they're not going to do that. Although I say that, and they kind of did on Thursday night, so I would hope that's the same game plan, but you never really know. But yeah, limiting what Kansas City does on offense is the trick because you're never really going to stop them. You know, they've got too much talent. They're too explosive. So I do think it's going to be a frustrating night in the sense of Kansas City is going to pile up some yards and definitely score some points. But if they can just keep things from rupturing into big plays, they'll have a chance. What else we got? Riley, thank you for the super chat. Hard to evaluate since we haven't seen him since preseason, but where would you rank Jordan Love among NFC North quarterbacks? The rest of the division, pretty bad, right? I mean, you don't know what anything is as far as young quarterbacks go. Even Fields, who is actually playing this season, you don't really know. You need about 10, 12 starts to get a feel for what a quarterback really is, you know? And Fields is playing against a ton of decent defenses, playing behind a pretty banged up, bad offensive line. I mean, did you see the run for a touchdown he had yesterday? That's an amazing play. And I know you got to win from the pocket. You got to make those throws, no doubt about it. But that just gives you a glimpse of the talent that he has as an athlete. He's still being molded, you know? So, and I think the same will be said for Jordan Love. If and when he gets his chance to start, they're going to be ugly times. There's no doubt going to be up and down moments. But I'll say it. I really like Green Bay's approach as opposed to Chicago's. You know, they keep, you know, trading up in the first round, giving away the farm for these quarterbacks, whether it's Trubisky or Fields, and throwing them out there sooner rather than later, as opposed to the Packers, who used a fourth round pick to jump up, get their quarterback, presumably play him starting next year after he sat on the bench for a number of years, had a little time. He'll have a decent supporting cast, you know. He'll have a very good offensive line in front of him. I like the Packers' chances. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. What else we got? Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Evan Engram for an early Christmas gift, please. It's the trade deadline. It's that time of the year where Packers fans get all excited about trades that will never happen. Engram is a possibility, sure. Do I think it'll happen? No, but hey, throw it out there. You know what? I think Kyle Fuller would be much more of a possibility for the Packers than Engram, but we'll see. David, thanks for the super chat. Going to run all over this Kansas City defense, David. From your super chat to Matt LaFleur's inbox. That's what I'm talking about. Get on it. Colin, thanks for the super chat. Raising a Sprecher root beer toast to the incredible underage Packer costumes, a carry the cheesehead moment. Man, Joey and Big B are the bomb.com. That Halloween getup for both of them was amazing. I feel a little attacked by Big B, how close to perfect that was, but it was great. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. I missed my Packers Sunday, but I will never get sick of watching the Bears and Vikes find new and creative ways to lose. So much fun. I mean, yesterday was as close to perfect as it could get, except for the fact that the Cowboys got a win. Like, that sucks, right? And outside of that, pretty damn good day for Packers fans. No doubt about it. I swear every other comment is just Kevin King hate. Evan, I hear you, man. I've just gotten to the point where I just ignore most of it. You know, people, for whatever reason, it's either Kevin King or Rashawn Gary that they got to hate on for whatever reason. You know, it's like, man, and here's the crazy part is Kevin actually played really well in that last game against the Bengals when he got hurt. But no one cares. Everyone just wants to hate on the guy. Man, is it frustrating sometimes? Yes, 100%. His play on the field can be inconsistent and can definitely cause some frustrations. But, man, he's a good football player. He helps your team. Like, whenever he does anything well, those people, those critics are totally quiet, absolutely silent. But one missed tackle or one injury and everyone hates on the guy. I could never live like that. But, hey, man, your mileage may vary. Andy Herman floating Cordell Patterson was definitely an interesting idea. Agreed, Robin. If you haven't checked out Andy's Pack-A-Day podcast today, make sure you do so. He goes over a bunch of different kind of possibilities for Packers trade targets. That's the kind of stuff Andy gets into. I'm just like, all right, they're not going to do it. And if they do, I'll be pleasantly surprised. But every year we dance this dance where, oh, the Packers can make a move. And then, you know, the Packers are going to stick firm with their, you know, we're not going to move more than a day three draft pick for this, whoever that trade target might be. And said team is like, no, we will only accept a second or a third. And then the trade deadline comes and goes and the Packers never make a move because they don't come off their stance, which I agree with. I am in full support of. But it's like every year the Packers are mentioned or involved, quote unquote, in trade discussions. And because of how they value their picks, they never really make a move, which, again, totally fine with. But don't think I won't be sitting there trade deadline afternoon refreshing Twitter just to make sure, because I'm a sucker. TKM, good to see you at your post, buddy. Thanks for the super chat. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, Packers win it all this year. Where does the Aaron Rodgers conversation go then? As Aaron Rodgers stated, he does not think this is his last year. Pappies. Man, can they just beat the Chiefs? I'm not going to spend the entirety of this season talking about if this, that, and the other thing when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. He's the quarterback right now. They're going to beat the Chiefs. And after that, they're going to beat the Seahawks. And after that, et cetera, et cetera. Like, man, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. We'll see. We shall see. I mean, that'll be fascinating if it does get to that point. Big Cheese, thanks for the super chat. I've been pleasantly surprised by our defense this year. I thought we would be good, but to play at the level they are with the injuries is great. Well, that's the key too, right? Is the fact that they've had to juggle personnel and they've still played at a relatively high level. Now, yes, some teams have been able to move the ball at times, et cetera, put points on the board, get in the end zone, the red zone, still very much a problem. Although, hey, Rasul Douglas says what's up. But yeah, no, they have played extremely well, even with the issues and limitations at with personnel, the fact that they've had guys come in after only being in the building. I mean, Merciless literally had two practices and then was playing a couple weeks ago. And he helped the team. Like, that's really, really impressive. But yes, I agree there. New York Finest Gary is obviously playing great football. That doesn't matter when people want to fire off their hate takes. You know this. This is the internet. Brad, thanks for the super chat. 7-1, number one in the NFC. Guess I'm ready to be hurt again. Oh, Brad, what's past is not prologue, my friend. It's going to be okay, buddy. Going to be okay. Agreed. Just win against the Chiefs this week, 1 week at a time. Exactly, Charles. 1,000% correct. Yes, the last dance includes beating the Cowgirls and taking down Mick Milk Carton. Or Milk Cartoon? A lot going on there, buddy. A lot going on. Nagler keeping us in the week-by-week mentality. Okay, Coach Samuel, I'm just saying. Like, the season goes by so quick. We're already, what, in week 9? What? Like, didn't the season just start? Like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I can't project to the Super Bowl. I got to enjoy every week. I got to enjoy the moment. I got to be like Giannis, man. No ego here. No pride. I just got to live in the moment. Be humble before the NFL schedule. You know? 1 week at a time, baby. People complain just to complain. Give them $1 million and they'll be pissed they didn't get $2 million. Bradley, you are not incorrect, sir. That's kind of the nature of basically reading stuff online, I guess. pretty true. Oh, man. Can't go 12-5 without losing 5. Stoked for this season and the playoffs. All right. A lot of ball game left there, buddy. But I hear you. Savage with an INT over the middle from Mahomes. Book it, Chris. I'm going to hold you to that, buddy. I'm booking it. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day right here, Monday through Friday. Hey, if you are so inclined and you're in the Milwaukee area, This past week, a brand new musical called Dad's Season Tickets opened up at the Milwaukee Rep. You should definitely go check it out. You can buy tickets on their website. Use code CHEESEHEAD to get 25% off. That's CHEESEHEAD to get 25% off tickets. It's hilarious. It's a ton of fun. It's a musical about three daughters angling to get their father's Green Bay Packers season tickets. It's hilarious. It's funny. It's a laugh a minute. You're going to have a great time at the theater. So be sure to check that out. It's called Dad's Season Tickets at Milwaukee Rep. In the meantime, do me a monster favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. I'll see you tonight. Carry the G with AJ Dillon with a fun, very fun and unique guest panel. You won't want to miss it. Make sure you subscribe to the channel so you don't miss it. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.